Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Voice of an Angel, Shine. One of the all-time great losses, not just in rock and roll, but in the entire music industry, Chris Cornell. Great choice this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Audioslave. Audioslave has some great songs.
Excellent catalog.
Well done. Shine.
Thank you.
I would wager that you could play another Audioslave song during the show, and you would probably lose.
This is a non-repeat Wednesday.
Based on the 17 grand that you threw away last year.
I didn't
year.
Throw away 17. I don't understand why this is so difficult for people.
I don't get it either. And we're
Greg,
now,
can you just think of it like this?
I completely understand what I'm not in the whole. I don't want the debate to continue. But I understand what you did.
Okay, thank you.
You put $200 in, you started with $200, and you walked away with $1,050 or whatever.
Right.
That's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to explain it.
That's what I was trying to do.
You didn't just put an additional $800 in throughout the year. You put in money here and there and took money out here and there.
Correct.
There was an engineer on the who's on the phone, Wiggy, mm-hmm. not the train kind, mm-hmm. Neil, who has some sort of a mathematical explanation on this. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's up?
First time, long time. Love you, Curtis. Keep up the negative attitude. How it happened. You put in $200. Let's say Sean makes 5 bets of $10, so he's now bet 50. Yep. Let's say he wins some, he loses some, so he has $205, right?
Yeah.
Then say he bets another $50. He wins some, he loses some, so he has $195. So over now, he's bet $100, but he still hasn't invested in more money. Let's say you do that day after day after day. That's how you get to the $17,000 number.
Bingo.
Yeah, right. We're all aware of how that works. Right. Wiggy and I think he is a liar for saying he only put $200 in
straight cap
for the entire year.
Because that's the case, then that tells me on average, if you do 17 over 12 months, you're betting about $1,400 a month.
And sometimes I feel like we speak and people just don't listen. Like GameDog888, who I actually really like. I know a lot of people don't like GameDog. I like him. Coco thinks Shine put in $17,000 of his own money. No, I don't. I'm saying he definitely put more than $200 in
right.
in the last 365 days. Jeez.
Or the easiest way to do it without coming off as a hoddo to make it look like, oh, I have all this type of winnings, to say, I put $200 in, and at the end of the year, I won $1,000.
So you're saying he was trying to look like a hardo?
Yeah, because he's like, I'm 17,000.
No, that wasn't the question that was being asked. I was simply saying, would you like, because Curtis's original point mm-hmm. was how many thousands of dollars are bet by the average American over the calendar year.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was like, would you like to know how many bets I placed? And so I gave you this graph,
right,
which you can see on Twitch.
So that would mean you're probably betting using the winnings or anything, you know, basically the winnings, you're betting about $1,400 a month.
Because probably,
that's...
And you say you lost, like, every week. You tell us what bets you're placing. We know you lost.
Right, because I placed way more bets than what I just tell you here.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's the biggest bet you won?
The biggest bet I won? Yeah. I won a parlay this year for about $1,200.
See?
Okay, pretty good.
That's cap.
Was that a 10-legger?
No, six.
Okay.
I can go back and find it.
No, no. What I'm saying is $1,400 a month for you to be betting would mean you would have to be doing those type of parlays all the time.
No,
but you
Wiggy,
don't do
I don't
those.
Bet parlays all the
That's
time.
That's my point.
Wiggy, you can bet $10 straight on a Lakers game, or I could have bet $40 last night, which I think I did.
Okay.
And it's like $10 on three or four different games.
Yep.
And so that's $40 a night. Over 5 days, there's $200 right there.
All right, it gets his fix.
All right.
I would just say if you spent the amount of time you did gambling, you could make a lot more than $1,400 over a calendar year.
I mean, I don't spend that much time gambling, though, Curtis. Like, that's a thing. That's probably why I don't win as much as I should.
Okay. All right. We are going to get to They Said It at 7:20.
Just trying to guide you.
Thank you.
And They Said It includes what Joe Sacco said after last night's beating in Buffalo. So, 7:20 for They Said It. The rest of the leads, a lead from Courtney and a lead from Wiggy and a lead from me coming right up next.